You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy, Omega here. And today we are still in Japan just like last week. And like I said, I cannot leave y'all hanging, right? 1% better every day. And I'm always trying to be 1% better for myself, as well as try to give 1% value to you. And today what we're going to talk about is, if I were to start all over, what would I do, right? That is a very loaded question. And if I knew what I knew now, this is what I would do, right? So whenever I first got into real estate, I graduated college, worked a W-2. They treated me well. However, I quickly realized that this is not forever, right? How can I do what I want when I want? How can I take more than 2-3 weeks of vacation? And it's just not possible unless you have your own business, unless you have other income, unless you're making money in your sleep. So what I did was, you know, I went on YouTube, typed in side hustles, found real estate. And when I found real estate, I saved for about a year, right? I think I saved between 18 and 20 grand. And then I bought a house in Raytown, Missouri, Kansas City Metro. And if I knew what I knew now back then, what I would have done is saved up like I did, saved up, and then I would have figured out more about building. Because since I was 21, 22 at the time, if I were to have built a duplex, and I would have specifically tried to build multifamily, a small multifamily. If I would have built duplex, triplex, quadplex, I would have started there small. Then I would have been able to keep it. There wouldn't have been much maintenance to deal with. I would have got a property. Well, I would have managed it myself for a little bit, and then I probably would have ended up hiring a property manager, right? The reason why is because if I were to build new quadplex, I would be able to have a lot more money incoming, because most people want to live in new, and then there would be less maintenance, right? There wouldn't be much to do. And I would be able to hold it for a lot longer, because there wouldn't be much surprises, right? I wouldn't have needed to have as much reserves. And I'm not saying I would have not had reserves, but what I am saying is, you know, whenever I got into this, I didn't really save much. I spent, invest, and I didn't have much reserves. But that would have been more okay because it had been new. So there shouldn't have been much surprises to deal with. So I would have built, because right now I want to build, right? If I'm in my 20s, early 20s, and I would have built, I would have had brand new products. And then I didn't know this at the time, but then whenever 2020 happened, these prices skyrocketed. I don't know if I would have sold, but I would have the option to, because selling a new product would have been a lot better. And then also I would have had a lot more cash flow sooner. The downfall of what I'm saying is, if I were to start over, is the downfall is the learning curve, right? That's the biggest thing, right? Would I have spent the amount of time to learn about building, spent the amount of time to learn about buying the right piece of land, the zoning, that's going to be the biggest downfall. But that's what I'm saying, right? If I knew what I knew now, that wouldn't have mattered. Because if I were you in your 20s, just getting out of college, I'm quickly realizing that, yes, flipping is great. Yes, you know, investing in multifamily is great. None of that changes. But if I would have a new product, I would need less people to partner with to start making my money monthly quicker. And that is a beauty. That is a beauty. Now, let's say I'm at the age I am now, right? I'm 29. And let's say I knew what I knew now, and I'm in my position now. So I had a W-2, have a wife, trying to have a family sometime soon, and, you know, have some cash on me, right? If I didn't have any properties, if I didn't have any multifamily, what I would do is I'd probably stick with flips, right? I'd stick with flips for a while, stack as much cash as I can. Flip, 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 stack, stack, stack. And then I would build, right? I'm trying to build now, right? And I'm trying to build for a reason, because at the age I am now, you know, I quickly realized that, you know, most people aren't going to really be relying on their own business for a very long time, right? Very long time, I say probably like 40s and 50s, right? And I just recently read The Wealth Ladder by, I forget the name, The Wealth Ladder. And I think it's by like Nick Maggiello or something like that. Regardless, The Wealth Ladder is great. And what it talks about is there's different levels of wealth, right? I think it's 0 to 10,000, 10 to 100,000, 100,000 to a million, million to 10 million, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I might be off a little bit, but it goes by tens. And regardless of how hard you work, I mean, if you look at the percentage of people who, you know, make it big, who are self-sufficient, and they're, you know, they're in that $100,000 to $1 million range, right? Most of that is through W-2 investing. And you don't really get to that level of true comfortability, true doing what you want, true do what you want without having a boss, in most cases, unless you are the boss. You don't really get to that unless you're in your mid-40s, late-50s, right? And I'm not here to, you know, bust your parade and try to say you can't do it, because, you know, most of you probably can do it in your 20s and 30s. But what I'm saying is very less likely. Very less likely. And if you're in this for the long haul, then that's why that new build is so great, because there's going to be a shortage for multiple years, right? This will be an affordability crisis. There's going to be a need of builders, and laborers are not coming cheap. Right now, Trump's president, and there's immigration. And being in the construction field, I do know that is an actual issue. But because of that, that gives more opportunity for people who want to build, right? Because if they can figure out a way to make the numbers work, then they can sell a product at typically a higher price, because that's what the market is, or just make money, don't lose money, right? Number one rule is don't lose money. So if I were to start all over, right? Just go back to the first thing I said, right? Start all over. Just leaving college. That's when I got started. I would read everything I can about land, reach out to everyone I can about finding the right land to build multifamily, right? I would niche in a lot more, right? I would figure out one thing and read books, yes, educate, yes, but figure out that one thing that I would want to do, and that would be building land, right? So number one, find the land, find the right people to rely on. And then start making offers, make offers, make offers, make offers, right? Make sure that the zoning is correct to build a quadplex. That's what I'd shoot for. And I would try to house hack it so I can put maybe 3% down. And then it'd be nice to fix it up. However, building is nice, right? Because if you fix it up, yes, you can force appreciation, refi, get money out. But if you are able to build something, that is a skill that you have that most people don't, right? If you know how to build it, it is amazing. And figure out a way to make a cash flow, right? So the first one I would not focus on. My focus would be not losing money. I would not focus on making the most returns, the best returns. Because, you know, I'm looking for singles, right? So looking for a single, build a quadplex, get it rented, property manage myself. And then as I'm doing that, I'm networking with other property managers that I like and trust. So if I were to do it long distance, I would have less amount of issues. So I would do that, and then I would repeat. And then I like to travel a lot, so then I tried to. I lived in Kansas City at the time, so I would still move to a warmer state, do it again, figure out the way and the code there, and then if I can do it in two different states, I have that skill. And then now I'm doing it at two different spots that I travel to, right? And then when you build, you have to realize that your money is tied up, right? So I fast forward and said, if I were to start now, I would do flips, right? I would be still doing that even if once I built that land and built the quadplex then, I would still try to start doing flips, because once you start building, once you start putting money in, your cash dwindles very quickly. Very quickly when it comes to, you know, paying for different things at the city, zoning letters, paying for the land, paying for the taxes, the realtor, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things that you're going to pay for, the architect, the engineers. There's so many different aspects of it. So if you're doing flips, you know, being the no money guy, make it happen. Or, you know, find a good hard money where they'll fund everything and then you just split 50-50. But those are the biggest things, right? Because when I got started, I had the right mindset, right? Make monthly income. However, I fell into the trap, right? I told myself it wouldn't, I still did. I was trying to make as much money as quick as I can on a monthly basis off these rentals. And it's really hard to make a lot of money whenever you're first starting out because it's just not common, right? There's not many people who are able to make great monthly cash flow off their first deal. You're gonna listen to Bigger Pockets, you're gonna listen to all these real estate podcasts, read these books, and you're gonna get excited. You're gonna see all the shiny objects because these people were able to do it. These people were able to do it. They're just like you, they're nothing special. And now they're making, you know, quadrillions of dollars monthly, 20 grand monthly, net, whatever it may be, through Airbnb, through store, whatever it may be. But you hear these stories, you get excited because that means that you can do it too. And that's very true. But if you just take a step back, listen, and realize that we're in this for the long haul. So what is something I'm going to want to continue to do 10 years from now? In 10 years from now, where do I want to be, right? Yeah, you can go for that home run. That may be okay. But I would say the first couple of years is just figuring out that niche, which is going to be very hard because I just realized what I wanted to do. Figure out that niche, hone in on it, and figure out a way to sharpen your axe every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Every single day. And you're gonna dabble here, dabble there, but as you gain your experience, this would be amazing, right? The toughest thing to do is to wait, right? To wait and do nothing, right? But while you're waiting, you could be stacking your money, putting in a high yield savings, or, you know, making offers. Action, action, action is the best education that you can have. Doing action, doing actionable things. And it's harder when you're trying to build. So that's what I would do. So that's from my perspective, from what I see, from what I thought back then. And, you know, I'm 29 now. This is the age of 21. It's going to be different, right? I'm going to have different kind of listeners at different ages. So you have to really assess your situation. And whenever you assess your situation, see where you are, right? Because if you're in your 40s or 50s, and, you know, you can still get into new build, right? I'm not saying that's an issue, but that might not be, you know, what you're looking for. Because if you're trying to sell in, you know, 10 to 15 years, which I would plan to do just because that's when, you know, all the CapEx and all the maintenance stuff really start to kick in, maybe 65, right? That might not appeal to you, right? But you might already have cash to go bigger, right? Maybe start off with building a 10, 15 unit, right? It sounds scary, but it's everything is typically the same. The only things that really change is the financing and how you manage your property. And just assess your own situation and figure out what's going to make sense for you in the future. It always starts with why you're even doing this, right? If you don't have a strong why, you know, then it's going to be tough, right? Because it cannot be about the money. So if I were to start over, I would start it with my why, figure out what I want to do in 10 to 15 years and what position I want to be in 10 to 15 years, and then start backwards from there. And then for me, it was building, because I could build a new product, sell it in 10 to 15 years, still be at a great age to not have the real estate consume all my time. But I learned a lot, and now I have a special skill that doesn't really require too much market knowledge. And that's a loaded statement. Yes, I understand. But the reality of it is whether you're in a down market or a top market, a great market, people all need a place to live. And it might be tougher to get more people in, and it might be more expensive to build. However, when people are looking to rent a property or even buy a property, if you want to build to sell, they're typically go for newer. The only people who aren't going for newer, for an asset class that they like that's in their price range, are people like you and I who are investors who are trying to flip something, and they're typically, you know, educated, and that's really not the kind of person you're looking for anyway. So thanks for joining me from Japan. Thanks for listening. And let me know in the comments, you know, reach out to me. You have my information. Let me know what you think if you're new or you've been doing it, and if you agree with me, if you'd start with building. Please like and subscribe if you enjoyed this. But yeah, until next time, see ya. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe, and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, a base here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.